The best way to leave an appointment with the psychiatrist is to ramble. Definitely, rather than walking purposefully in a straight line, trying to ensure that you don't fall off to the right or to the left, rambling is the best. It allows the body to absorb whatever the body has absorbed from the experience of time with the psychiatrist. Now, time with the psychiatrist is not to be seen in my life as an unmitigated blessing, neither is it to be seen as an unmitigated disaster. And in fact, as you know, we all know, the mind can make a hell of heaven or a heaven of hell. So therefore, it is all in the mind what meaning I make of the experience I've just had of seeing a psychiatrist for, maybe it was 7 minutes, I thought it was six, but it mainly was a process of checking that I was still breathing, still eating, still sleeping, and still didn't have any thoughts of self-harm. And once the boxes had been ticked, and once the amount of medication I'd been taking had been recorded, it was time for me to move on. So when people talk about going to the psychiatrist and say things, it's a good thing if you don't assume anything about what it could be like, because going to another psychiatrist in another place in a different circumstances and perhaps as a different person to me, you might well find yourself spending, you know, the best part of an hour, 50 minutes, having careful consideration of your life and as it had been experienced since the last meeting. And you might actually have found yourself in a situation where the psychiatrist would be seriously engaged with you on the one thing that is on your mind, which is, how do I stay well? And how do I stay well is a huge topic, and one that concerns all of us, not just people who go to psychiatrists. You know, the unspoken question that we all have and we carry in our knapsack wherever we go, and I have a bag in my left hand here and it's full of this question, and it is, how do I stay well? And if I'm not well, how do I become well again? But as somebody who has been unwell, and in the last year I've had 6 months of being unwell, and now that I am well, that the thing that vexes me is, how can I stay well? Which is part of the reason why I'm into rambling. Rambling is a way of moving gently, in fact moving with flexibility, somewhere, and it doesn't have to be very far, and it can actually be all the length of the Pennine Way. Something I, in my dreams, used to think, oh, I'll do the Pennine Way, and if I can't do the Pennine Way, I'll do that one that crosses Scotland, I'll do the East Coast to West Coast, and if I can't do that, I'll do the one that goes down the pathway to the front road in my house. In other words, I'll go some distance, and going some distance, rambling is very good. So I didn't get any help from the psychiatrist, except perhaps the most important help he could have given me, which was the company of another human being. And so that rather than sitting in the waiting room, looking at the wall and listening to audio on my iPhone, I actually was given an opportunity to stop doing that and to sit across a desk with another human being and say hello. Because the opportunity to say hello to another human being and hear them say hello to you is something that isn't afforded to everyone, every day. And many people suffer the absence of hello in their life. So when I say hello to you, I have no idea what impact that might have. Incalculable impact that saying hello to another person could have on them or even on yourself. And now I'm prognosticating as I'm passing a jeweler here who's called Stephen Gleason. Lots of rings in there. I've not been a ring man. The best way to stop yourself going off on a flight of fancy, just talking, is to just look around you and feel the air. See the colour of that woman's dress there and the flowers there. Yellow, purple, white, pink, green. Yeah, very nice. And they contain lilies. And I'm down to 1%, so I'm going to say that the ramble is going to come to an end, or at least the audio ramble comes to an end. And thank you very much for being with me. It's a Monday, and I hope you're going to have a very good day and a very good week. Thank you very much. It's Paul saying bye-bye for now.